It's hands-on equals minds-on, reflections of student impacts and keys to success of community gardening service learning activities in agroecology courses by Michelle, is it Schrader?
Schroeder.
Schroeder. We have a Schrader Hall on campus. I'm never going to get that. Michelle Schroeder Monroe.
Moreno.
Okay. There we go.
It's like Smith and Smith in German and Spanish. It's the same thing. I think I win for the longest title. I modified it a little bit, but I want to first thank Rob for organizing this session. Like the last speaker, this is my first time. I'm a little embarrassed in the education part of things, and I love it. I think we're learning a lot across disciplines, which is very important. I'm at North Carolina State University, and I direct our agroecology program. We had a speaker earlier this afternoon that talked about agroecology at Florida International University. And agroecology is really taking concepts and principles from ecology and applying them to sustainable management and design of agroecosystems, so at the farm level and at the food system level. And I'm really privileged to work with a variety of people. Myself, I'm an ecologist in a crop science department. Some have said I've lost my way, but I'm exactly where I need to be. And there's a lot of us that work in sustainable agriculture at NC State, and we're sprinkled across various departments in our College of Agriculture and Life Science, but a lot of our research and extension and outreach is centered around the Center for Environmental Farming Systems, or CEFS, and this is a unique facility. It's 2,000 acres, and it has long-term farming systems and animal systems, etc. But it's really a partnership between two land-grant universities as well as the Department of Agriculture. And I say that because I step back and I'm always, I think for the past 11 years since I've taught agroecology, I've been doing some forms of active learning, but not in a formal way, and certainly not thinking about how to quantify it. So today I'm really going to focus on one part of active learning, and that's service learning, so taking my students and working with community partners. And I've done this domestically, I've done this internationally, so I have students building pits in Costa Rica, working in Honduras, but I'm going to really focus on one of our community partners and an introduction to agroecology course that I have at NC State, which is really, I think, kind of the first hook for students in agroecology. And so I'm going to focus less today, this is a little bit of what I'm going to talk about, but first, kind of almost the path I took with service learning. Why service learning, and really focus on holistic benefits? We tend to just think about the benefits to students. And then a little bit on how to design service learning that's effective, that really captures that assessment. And I know that sounds a little nerdy. I'm a natural scientist and I want to quantify things, and I wasn't really comfortable talking about feelings sometimes. That's just my own thing. But I wanted to know what was in the literature and how do we really assess things. And because we know there's benefit. And so I'll talk about some different ways of assessment, and the one that I really landed on that I thought was really helpful and worked for me in my class. And then I'll talk a little bit on the results that we found in these community garden service learning experiences from an introductory agroecology course. I wanted to first step back and talk about kind of where service learning is in this like nexus. And many times we're thinking about different forms of active learning in the forms of maybe it's field work, in particular in agriculture, we're taking students out in the field in a lab sense, or perhaps internship kind of programs, and we could even put perhaps research in there, that blends both the academic part of things and the practical experience. Then we have kind of this other subset, practical and civic engagement, working with the community and maybe volunteering, but there's a lack of the academic piece. What are we connecting to and what are we learning? And then there's also civic education awareness, where it can be with the community, but it may not be necessarily where it's academic and civic, but we're lacking sometimes a practical experience. Well, service learning is really the blend of all of these, where we're connecting to an academic goal and learning, co-learning with the community, but then there's also a civic engagement. Students, and I think the overall course and institution sometimes is giving back and learning from the community, and there's also this sense of practical, real experience. Whether that be learning how to plant or whether that be working with diverse audiences and communities. So that practical experience could be very broad as well. So when you start to look at the holistic benefits, usually we start with the students. Why do service learning? Well, first it can extend the learning beyond the classroom and real world applications. If you notice from my title, I had, hands-on equals minds-on. And that we learn a lot by doing, but I would back up and also say we learn a lot by the reflection after doing that as well. And some have added on to that and thought about it's hands-on equals minds-on and hearts-on, and that you feel more a bit of empathy and compassion around certain subjects as too. Because I think what we're all trying to create with students is not just knowing the subject, but being a lifelong learner in a particular subject. They're not going to have all the knowledge around a certain subject, but have the interest and passion. And then as well with students, to learn more about local community groups, and maybe for some students, connecting them with either professionals or community groups themselves for future career paths, internships. Developing communication skills is very critical, whether it be oral or written, and we heard from the last presenter on that. And working with diverse groups. When students go out, it's a very different experience once they graduate, and working with diverse groups is very important. And for me, what I really honed in on is also developing a sense of civic engagement and that personal growth, that they can have an impact on their community around us, around them. When we think about the benefits, there is benefits to the community that are obvious. I'm at a land-grant university, and one of our missions is to work with community and community groups, whether that be producers or extension agents or larger NGOs or just individuals. So that's a mission of our, I think, some of our institutions, whether they're land-grant or not. But the community and new community groups can gain additional resources, information on technology, especially when we talk about agriculture. And it helps for the community group, it helps them, co-learning, educate the students as well as the university about their needs. And that's very important in building and solidifying relationships. And I've seen as well in the past 4 years in working with this, it's injecting new energy and enthusiasm and perspectives in that particular organization's work. From a faculty perspective, when I think about my benefits and what I get from it is, I'm very engaged in active learning, and I think it's important that sometimes there's that light bulb that goes off and it's not necessarily in my classroom. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But they come back, and my students come back in the classroom, and now they've really engaged with the material. And so addressing really diverse learning styles with students and increasing engagement in the class, and I've seen a boost in course enrollment and attracting really engaged students, that they've heard that there's this service learning and community engagement, and they've heard it from other students. Students talk very much, and so they register for the course for that aspect. But I think one of the biggest things I've learned in this experience is really fostering new relationships with faculty across disciplines that are also doing engaged work, and really learning about the scholarship and ways of assessments. So I've sold it, haven't I? Why isn't everybody doing service learning? Well, it can take, and we have to understand these things, it can take additional time from the faculty. It's establishing partnerships with community partners, but it's also maintaining them, and it's an iterative process and relationship building. And I think something in my own work that I've seen is it's balancing what a community needs with what you are trying to address with learning from the student. So I often work with a community group and I ask, of course, what they need, but it may not be something that the students can provide, especially in an entry-level course where students don't have the capacity to perhaps develop a curriculum. I think there's challenging with assessing student impacts, and the reality check is not all students are that enthusiastic about it. You see some students here, one is scowling about it, and one is very enthusiastic, or at least, you know, open to the idea. So when we think about stages of service learning, I've said it's kind of cyclic. There's planning, the action, the actual service learning, the students in the community group, assessment, and I have a question mark down there because I don't think we have enough assessment, or sometimes it's not acknowledged. And then the reflection, and sometimes it's going back to the plan and really thinking about that. There's a variety of different assessment methods. The top two is what I used and really helped me, is both surveys and then reflective writings, and I'm going to talk about that. So again, just to step back, this course that I did service learning with the community group is an introductory course. It is a larger course. So I have 85 students in the fall, and then in spring I have another 30 online, and these are students from diverse majors. Some from agriculture backgrounds or farming backgrounds, many from not, and many with no experience perhaps working with a community group either. And so I really wanted to focus on the concept of not just community gardening, but food security. Understanding food insecurity around them in their own community, and then positive things that they can add as an individual to food insecurity. And then my larger idea was really also, in addition to assisting a community partner focus on food security, is integrating service learning across the whole curriculum. So this is one short way to do it, and then they would follow up in a more advanced or capstone course. So I do have course objectives as applied to service learning in the course itself, but just to step back and describe this, I'm only asking students to do service learning outside class time for 4 hours in the semester. This is contrary to what is in the literature. More time with the community increases more learning. But I also have a huge number of students and a small organization and community partner that would be very challenging for that community partner. So I had this question, is the impacts of students from a short service learning community engagement, and then with reflective writing. The community partner is a non-traditional food bank. They are focused on perishable items, fresh fruits and vegetables. They are recovering and redistributing over 7 million pounds of food in about 7 counties in and around us and in and around the university. And they have a program, Teaching Garden and Community Gardens, and that's what the students worked with. So it was a lot of hands-on. They interacted with community. They interacted with youth in these community gardens. This is a little bit about what they did. They may have been working in larger groups on the teaching farm, digging, planting, moving compost. And then there's also at community gardens, they may do a variety of things. These are two students in the background who really, instead of, two students actually were our agricultural students, knew a lot about agriculture, but when they went into the community group, what they realized is one of the reasons why some of the older generations weren't coming down is there was no place for them to sit, so they built benches and had the kids decorate them. So just to kind of step back and talk about how do we assess things, a little bit about the details on this side. We, as students, and the course, we meet with our community partner in the beginning. They go and do their 4 hours. There is a pre and post survey, pre-activity, post-activity at the end of the course, and this is really what I want to hone in on is these reflective writings. And this is something I learned about from a really nice publication, if this is something that interests you, Ash and Clayton, 2009, where they had this reflective writing, and they called it the DEAL, Describe, Examine, and Articulate It Learning. And I modified it. We wrote before the activity, their perceptions of food security, any concerns they had, we addressed them. They described the experience, and then they really examined what academic knowledge was this connected to, articulated learning, what did I learn, how did I learn, why was this important, and what will I do with this knowledge. And this is just a little bit from the pre and post surveys. So after the experience, there was an increased awareness of food security in their surrounding community. And when they were asked, is hunger an issue? So this is a Likert scale. Low is 1 is strongly disagree, 5 is strongly agree. They realize that hunger was an issue. It seems kind of counterintuitive because it goes down, but they realize hunger was an issue in the surrounding community. In North Carolina, about 1 in 5 are food insecure, 1 in 4 children. And being at the university, it seems kind of, you don't really see that. And so this was around them in the community. This is a little bit on the reflective writings, just to highlight, not all students went in this with a positive attitude. This is one student who really thought about this was unfair. I was asking him to force him to do manual labor, but then in reflecting about it, he realized that even though he's working, a lot of our students are, and taking a lot of courses, he can still make time to help people. As well as a student that did not come from an agricultural background, her first time touching planting something, she realized that she thought agriculture was boring, but this class made her interested. She wanted to have her own garden, and she knew it was important to come together and help those who are in need. What we did with those articulated writings, reflective writings, is we transcribed them and coded them, 3 different people coding, and really looked at some of those key words. And these were some of the main findings as far as the impact for the writing. So it's, you can quantify this, you can turn those feelings into numbers, I guess, in some ways. And there was kind of 3 main things that we saw, either increased and enhanced personal growth, greater awareness or knowledge. Sometimes that was about food security, sometimes that was about planting or gardening, and then this also concept of civic engagement. And on the right-hand side, you could see these were some of their statements that they use where we kind of group those together. And last, I'll end with kind of some of my reflections on learning about this. I think for those either going into it for the first time or perhaps thinking about how to assess it, to develop clear expectations. What is the learning goal? And to incorporate those learning objectives in the course syllabus and really let them know beforehand. At NC State, we're looking at a designation of service learning, so they could see that when they register for the course, for example. Means of evaluation is very important. I've already mentioned developing relationships and activities that are mutually beneficial for the community partner. It has to be that way. I think this is important, taking time for reflection, that it's not a one time, but it happens pre, during, and post. And then we also have done group discussions in class, where I ask them, especially early on, to share their concerns and to be very honest. I have students afraid of children, afraid of dirt, afraid of bugs, and we kind of address those kind of things. Not all those things will go away, and you need to push them a little bit on their boundaries. But I also wanted to think about that I think these shorter service learning experiences are also valuable. I think that the longer ones, there is more interaction with the community group. But with larger classes or maybe smaller community partners, this may be a viable thing to do, or especially integrated into the curriculum. And I'll end there.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's give Michelle a round of applause.